On Sunday, it must have been about early afternoonish. I can't remember the exact time. We usually have two tables outside when the weather's all right. And I was sat on one of them tables. And we, at the time, we had our rubbish removal men. They come every Wednesdays and Sundays to remove our rubbish. Their van was parked on the pavement. And there was a gap enough for like two or three people to walk past. It was up blocking and it was just in the way. And I was sat down messing about with my phone or whatever I was doing. And this fella come up. He came down to my level as I was sat down and he was stood up. I was more in shock than anything. I didn't have a chance to say anything back. One of the brothers stepped in because he was walking out with some rubbish and he heard what he said. And he sort of like ushered him away and told him to go away. But just prior to, as soon as he said it, before this lad got there was a woman walking a dog up. And she turned around and said, "Excuse me, what are you saying?" And he went, "Well, I'm just asking him a question. Is he a foreigner?" "He's not English, is he? He's a foreigner." And she went, "Look, I think you're well out of order." And he's basically just carried on. And she didn't really want to get involved with him, sort of thing. I wouldn't, to be fair, as well. So she just carried on walking. But bless her, she did stop and say, "You know, what you doing?" By this time, John had come out and he ushered him round the corner and he'd gone off. I've had unbelievable amount of support from the people of Harrogate. Unbelievable. I mean, I had to turn my phone off that it was, and I was trying to work at the same time that I was getting that many messages and, you know, showing support to me.
Do you think it's important to raise awareness and talk about it?
Of course.
Need to sort of raise awareness. Do you think that's important?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I live in Bradford, which is predominantly an Asian area, but there's racism going on there. I know a friend, she's female, she wears the full niqab thing, they call it, the veil, and somebody's ripped that off her head in Bradford. So it's not Harrogate, it's not Bradford, it's everywhere, it's happening. It's just the problem is now is the uneducated people have got an excuse, because as far as they're concerned, with the vote thing that went on, as far as they're concerned, voting out meant there's no foreigners are supposed to be here. I don't have a problem with the people that voted out, I really don't. That's their opinion. There's 1,001 reasons they could have voted out for, but the ones who don't know why they voted out are the ones that are the problem. They think, well, this is an excuse for us to get rid of people, the immigrants and things like this, out of this country. But at the end of the day, I'm born in this country. He told me to go back to where I came from, but where do you want me to go back, Bradford? Where else should I go? My house is there, I've lived there, I've worked there. I was a teacher for 6 years in Bradford. My life's in Bradford. And last 6 years, I've spent more time here than I have in Bradford because I've met some wonderful people. Even yesterday, I've had people coming into a shop. They don't even like ice cream, but they've come in just to show support, you know, just to say, "Look, is everything okay about you?" I mean, my phone at the moment's on charge because it's still going. Because I don't know. I mean, I know there's more good people here than bad, and I've met some really, really nice people, some lovely people. Everybody else has been amazing. Last time it happened, I had two women and two kids in the shop. And he walked in with a cigarette. And I asked him nicely, I said, "Look, you can't smoke in here, mate." And he says, "I can do what I want. It's my country. It's my shop. You don't belong here." And he went outside the shop and he was swearing at me from the shop. You know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I said, "Look, I even offered him to come back into the shop. That's why I put it on Grumbler. To come back into the shop and talk to me. And maybe I could help him with something." So I didn't think of it like that. He targeted me and it hurt me. It really upset me that day did, because I felt like, well, this guy's just come here for this.
Tell me how you felt. It must have been a really sort of upsetting.
Oh, yeah. Like I said before, if it was, you could ask even people who have been writing on my Facebook, if it happened 10 years ago, I'd have hit him. I would have hit him without thinking. I've learnt to cope and control myself. I've got too much to lose. I can't afford to be hitting people and fighting and things like this, because I have a business, I have a family. I was angry, I was really upset. That night on Sunday, I felt like going home and not coming back. But then when I went home and then I thought about it, because I was on my own then at home, and I thought about it and I thought, look, if I go home from here and don't come back, that's him getting what he wants. And that's probably 0.0001% or something of the people around here that I've met. So why should I let one idiot do that to me? I don't know, we've had thousands of customers. He's one. Why should I change the layout of my shop or change my attitude because of him? He doesn't scare me or anything. I'm not scared of him or anything like that. I'm not. But it's just at the end of the day, what he's doing is wrong. You can't go around calling people names. It's like you, for example, now you've come into my shop. You're English. Should I judge you like I judged him? because he thinks what's happened in France and Belgium and wherever else in the world, he thinks it's my fault because I'm the same colour as them or I have the same beliefs as them. Now, I can't judge you. I can't say you're a racist because you're the same colour as him, can I? I look over that. I look beyond that. I'll take you as you. I don't take you as what he is. He's taking me as what somebody else is for some reason. I don't know what his problem is.
We've heard lots of national media about, you know, after the EU vote, hate crime going up. I don't think it has here. I agree with you. It's this one guy. Never, in all my time living here, heard of lots of sort of incidents like this. But do you think there has been a bit of a shift since
Yeah, of course.
Vote?
Well, this is like I explained earlier. The educated people voted for an educated reason. The uneducated people voted just to get the foreigners out. It's quite plain and simple as that. I've had people say it to me. I know people that have been racially abused because of it. Well, you don't belong here no more. You'll be out in a year. You'll be out in 2 years. I've had it. People tell me, I've had it said to me too. But like I said, I've got nowhere to go. So unless they want to take me to the end of the earth and drop me off somewhere, probably end up in Australia, but other than that, I've got nowhere to go.
When it happened last weekend, you've been really sort of, and you said just so many messages on Facebook and everything. You just, how does it feel, sort of the way the community sort of, not only when that happened, you know, people stopped and defended you, but since then, how does it feel having sort of, you know, sort of the community?
Well, to be fair, like I said, I'm overwhelmed with the support. It's unbelievable. A lot of the messages that I'm getting and the support is they're apologising. I don't think they should apologise to me because of him. I feel even more guilty, if you know what I mean, because I've got loads of friends, Facebook or whatever, on normal message, they've been saying, oh, Padge, we're really, really sorry about what happened, and, you know, it shouldn't happen, and I agree with that, but I don't think they should be sorry. I don't agree with the sorry bit, because it's not their fault. The best thing for me to do is not to react to him in a negative manner, because I could be, you know, I could say all sorts of things about anybody else now, because, well, I don't want to be here and things like that, but I want to make this come into the open so people can see that it's going on and to educate the little ones that we've got. Because I don't want I've got 3 kids and my eldest is 9, she came with me, and then I've got 2 younger boys. Now, I don't want to educate them to hate English people or to hate white people or to hate black people. I need to educate them to live and learn with everybody that you live with. My neighbour is English. That he's my best friend. And this is what I'm trying to do with my children. I'm trying to get them to grow up thinking that everybody is the same. It doesn't matter where you come from or what you do. You get good and bad in everything. For example, these people who are blowing people up in different countries, I'm 100% against it. No innocent person should be killed because of an idiot. And they're idiots. Like, this guy's an idiot. To me, they're the same. They're no different to him. So what if they're using my religion as a name? Because I know what I've been taught in my religion, it forbids me from doing things like this. So they're obviously just selecting whatever they want out of the book or whatever and using that, but it's wrong. And they're wrong. And so is he. I want to bring this out because I want tomorrow my children to be able to walk in the street, wear what they want, do what they want, without somebody saying, well, that's so-and-so and that's so-and-so. I want that for tomorrow.